Yo. Time it is. You already know. It's the Sci-Fi Podcast, episode 102. Wait. 102. We got a lot of news coming out. We got a lot of news happening. First and foremost, we got the Russell Westbrook trade to the LA Lakers. And definitely a shocker. I don't know any shooters on that team anymore. The Lakers got Alex Caruso. If that's your best shooter, you're kind of in trouble. The Lakers traded Kyle Kuzma, KCP, and some third graders for Russell Westbrook. And I'm not really sure what his contract is. I think people have been saying he's on his last year of his contract. What am I trying to say? It's a weird move. It's definitely a weird move. It's definitely a cartoon. Like, not much basketball IQ went into the trade. Because, like, you got LeBron, you got AD, you got Russell Westbrook, and then you got – you don't have KCP anymore, obviously. Basically, all I'm saying is that what is stopping opponents next year from just having five people in the paint – On defense, you're gonna want Russell Westbrook to shoot threes. AD has been a little shaky with threes, and you already know LeBron's gonna make some threes here and there. But you know, it's very a lot of questions. It's one of those trades where it's like, let's see, let's just run it for the next year. I think with the Lakers for the Laker LeBron era, they're just gonna keep running it back with new teams, new players. Doesn't matter who's on the team. I think it's just. It's just a LeBron effect. You're going to want to go all in every year when you have a guy that could retire soon or in 2 or 3 years, who knows. But definitely it's a trait. I like it just because it's like it's different and, you know, I'm all about that. I don't get too worked up about all this NBA trade, but it's just fun. Like, I'm almost just, it's almost interesting. It's almost comical in a way to be watching this. And man, talk about teammates. Russell Westbrook's teammate history is going to be unreal. KD, Harden, Bradley Beal, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Paul George, Serge Ibaka. Like, that's a list. John Wall. He got traded for John Wall. With John Wall. The Lakers are such a weird team because it's I was about to say if the Lakers can get in the playoffs, they're good. But, I mean, that didn't happen this past year. It's weird just to see LeBron's last few years. This past year was the first time that I was like, wow, LeBron's lost a step. Like, it was very obvious. And it was the first time I've ever experienced that. It was very different to watch. It was a little sad to see, you know, your favorite athlete in your favorite sport kind of like start diminishing. But it was going to happen sooner or later. But I'm just interested to see how this is going to go. I think it'll be okay. I don't think they got better. I don't think they got worse. Maybe they did get better. Maybe they got a little bit better because they were the 7th seed. At the end of the day, they were the 7th seed this past year. So they got to do something, especially for the regular season. Because I think that is where they're going to need help, which is weird to say because, yes, once again, the playoff, LeBron's going to turn it up. We know that. But he's only going to turn it up in the playoffs just because he's going to be resting and chilling all regular season. That's just what he did. But now he's getting so old and tired that he can't, like, half LeBron is actually kind of bad in the regular season. You know what I mean? It's like very – it's not the same. It's hard for Anthony Davis to just lead the team night in and night out. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see. So maybe Russell Westbrook can just help their regular season wins. I think that's what they're going to do. Yeah, it's kind of cool to see. Kind of predictions. I mean, I do think the Lakers are going to be a top four seed next year. I don't think that's bold or anything, but I think they're going to have a better regular season. I think this was the first year where LeBron was like, you know what, I kind of need to like maybe put in a little bit of effort in the regular season, like to get a good seeding. But then again, the Suns were pretty good. The Lakers were an Anthony weird Davis injury away from beating them. Yeah, the NBA is so interesting right now because it's just kind of like, I don't know who's going to win. Like, it's becoming so weird how injuries are playing so much of a factor nowadays. It's like, because, I mean, back to, I think a couple podcasts ago, I'm talking about like asterisks. Like, don't let asterisks ruin. Like, we got to stop doing asterisks. And I think I'm saying that because I used to be an asterisk. I used to be that guy. I'll admit that. But now it's getting to the point where it's like, I see what you're saying about the asterisk, but it's just like, man, every year we're going to do this? Like, it's been 7 straight years of an asterisk. I can't say this word, okay? 2015, 2016, 17, 18, 19, 2020. It's been 7 years of a legit asterisk in every title. Like, it's an understandable asterisk. I will perfectly say since 2015, there has been one huge factor that has led to the team winning a championship. One huge factor of like an injury of another team, a bad situation from another team that led this other team to actually win the championship. And it's been happening every year for the last 7 years. And it's just kind of normal now. It's almost like you got to depend on injuries. Like the Nets, I think we all knew the Nets were not going to win the championship this year because their injuries were just so common. It's just, I don't know what is up with basketball and injuries nowadays. Maybe because of the amount of games they're playing, but the fact that every player that is injury prone gets injured. It's almost so predictable. The fact that Kyrie got hurt in the playoffs this year was just like, ugh. Like, it wasn't even a surprise to me. Like, the fact that we all knew the Nets were not going to win this year is just shows you how much we are just used to injuries in basketball. It stinks. It really does. I don't like it. But it is what it is. You know, but in conclusion, I think the Russell Westbrook trade is going to make the Lakers better. Moving on. I wonder what Bradley Beal is going to do. I saw something report where it said Bradley Beal wants to stay in Washington. Why? I don't know, man. He's definitely just saying that. Unless he is just the type of person who just collects checks and balls out and moves on. I mean, happens, I guess. What else? What else in the league? The draft last night. Cade Cunningham. Great pick. Number one pick. Detroit Pistons. I did notice something about Cade Cunningham last night that was like, he's going to be very, how do I say this? Very star-oriented, star-studded. He has that superstar personality. And it's really easy to detect that right now, just because all these athletes getting drafted are so boring. They come up, like they get interviewed after the draft, and they're all like, yeah, like, I can't wait to play. I can't wait to practice. And we're going to do a good year. We're going to have a good year. We're going to win championships. And we're going to do really good things. And we're going to be amazing. It's just like, say something exciting. Say something that, like, is going to show your personality. Say something that's fun. Say something, just have fun. Stop being a robot. That's what I hate about some of these athletes now. They are so robotic when it comes to their personality. And again, I get it. But at the same time, it's more fun. So it seems to me Cade Cunningham has the Kawhi Leonard personality off the court of, you know, social media and all that. But he has the, you know, Dwayne Wade, LeBron personality on the court in the media because, well, he had shades on. And, yes, I am stereotyping. If you do have shades on during the draft, you are that guy. You are Hollywood. You are a Hollywood personality. He is from Arlington. He is from Dallas. And we are all Hollywood. So it's not a surprise. Shout out Arlington. I was actually in Arlington when this Arlington guy got drafted number one. And it's really cool. I just noticed, and I wasn't even watching it. I didn't have the sound on. But I could just tell he was making everybody laugh. He had the shades on. He was smiling a lot, which no one does in the NBA for some reason, except LeBron. LeBron and Cade Cunningham are literally they smile the most, number one and number two. But I did notice he did have he had his daughter, but I actually didn't know that. I was like, wait, he has a two-year-old daughter. He's 19. Apparently he had it at 16. And again, I'm not the type of guy to get in personal business. I really like, but I'm always interested to see, you know, who the wives are, who the girlfriends of these like superstar athletes. It's kind of interesting. I'm not trying to like, cause I know that world can get very weird and like stalkerish, but I was just actually wondering because I was wondering who Cade Cunningham's girlfriend was or whatever the mother of his kid. Because, you know, he's in Arlington, and Arlington Bowie, what high school where he came from, is like 5 minutes away from me, 10 minutes. So I was just kind of wondering if I had any mutual friends with, you know, the baby mother. I don't know. You just never know. And I had some friends that went to Bowie as well, so during Cade's time. One of them, I think, was on the basketball team. But I was wondering, I hate to even say that because I know sometimes people get weird about all that, the relationship aspect of star athletes. So, but that's really cool. That's what I did notice about Cade Cunningham. I think the Detroit Pistons, it seems to me that they have a really good young core. If I'm getting these names right, Isaiah Stewart and Killian Hayes, amazing names. Amazing names. I love Killian. I love that name. And so I've been seeing stuff like Caden, Killian are going to be a great backcourt for years to come. Like, I'm actually excited. I'm kind of like, it's Detroit Pistons seem to have something going. I think they kind of lucked out last year with having, you know, I think they had two first round picks, but they were just kind of random parts of the draft. And they kind of struck gold because I think both of them were on the all rookie team, first team. So it was very, very cool to see. I mean, you hit on two first round picks and then you get the number one pick, get Cade. That's a really good foundation they're building. And I saw Cade Cunningham. I hate these comparisons, but they compared him to Luka Doncic. I think only just because he's a 6'8 point guard. I remember watching Cade Cunningham in college. He did not look 6'8. Not at all. he looked at maybe 6'4", but I think that's just my mind. I think every time whoever brings up the basketball is an automatic. He can't be taller than 6'5", to me, for some reason. I think this is how I grew up in the 6-foot point guard generation. So it's really odd to see 6'8 point guards actually doing pretty good. I hope Cade's good. I don't think he's going to be a bust. But if I didn't – people are talking about a lot of his shooting, 3-point shooting percentage. If he is really that good of a shooter, I'm excited. I saw something where like his assist numbers were low at Oklahoma State just because his teammates were bad. That's funny. He had 3.5 assists at Oklahoma State last year. Let's see. Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm excited for the Detroit Pistons. I love young cores. I like seeing, you know, players kind of go through their trials and tribulations together as a team, and like, you know, seeing them growing up. I don't know, it's kind of cute in a way, you know, it's fun. It's like, I like it. I think maybe the Detroit Pistons, could they go in the play-in tournament next year? Could they be a 10th seed? I think they could. Let's see. What else? I think Evan Mobley, number 3 pick. Jalen Green, number 2 pick. A lot of hype around Jalen Green. I totally forgot about him. I remember some player just skipping the NBA or skipping college and going to G League to get paid and then going to NBA. That's great. That has got to be the move for every high school prospect. He was the number 1 prospect last year in high school. That's amazing. And to just be like, nah, I don't want college. A great time, too, as well. I think COVID really kind of, like, hurt college basketball in that aspect. It was like, all right, well, you know, with the world being so shaky, like, I'm just going to go in the G League, collect a paycheck, keep my stock up a little bit, and then go in the NBA. I think Brandon Jennings did that as well. But he wasn't, I don't think, as hyped or – hyped as Jalen Green. So I'm excited. I'm excited for Jalen Green and Kevin Porter. My name is Shiloh Bellinghausen, and I do not understand the Kevin Porter Jr. hype, but that is just me. I just think he got hyped up personally just because I think the player that is left from a huge trade gets, like, hyped up. You know, James Harden left. So it kind of amped up Kevin Porter a little bit. He was the winner. So that's just me, though. So yeah, we'll see what happens in number 3. I was disappointed that the Raptors did not pick Jalen Suggs. I saw something. What's his name? They picked – he has a funny name. Something. You know what I mean? Like Scotty Barnes. Was that his name? It just came to me. I think that's a funny name.
It's a funny name.
I was disappointed just because, like, don't they have Siakam? I think some people kind of said, like, since they drafted Scotty Barnes last night, they're kind of looking to trade Siakam. But I was thinking, I was like, oh, pair Jalen Suggs with Siakam. That could be cool. And also, why are the Raptors trading Siakam? Okay, here's one thing about the Raptors that I don't understand. I think the Raptors playing in Tampa last year was a huge disadvantage for them. Huge disadvantage. How do you just move someone from their country, from their city that they play in, to a whole nother side of the world? And I do get it because of COVID, the States, Canada, and all that. I get that. But, like, you're going to, like, digress from that. Like, that is a huge thing to take away. You know? Like, why is no one talking about that? Why is no one talking about that at all? I haven't seen that point at all. But, like, I literally keep forgetting that they played in Tampa Bay, Florida last year. And so I think they just did bad. And they did, like, you know, below expectations this year. And I think it's 100% on them playing in Tampa Bay. Because going from Toronto to Tampa Bay, that is a huge shift. Jalen Suggs, I feel bad for him. RIP Jalen Suggs, because he got picked by the Orlando Magic. I think the Orlando Magic are a, what's the term? Just a pothole. Just like, you're just going to be throwing, what they call it, money pothole, money pit hole, where you just like, you know, buy something and like doesn't, whatever, you know. Basically, I think everybody just goes to Orlando and just starts not doing right because the organization has no identity. I can't, like, they traded the whole team this past year and they were like, they were just going somewhere. It was very confusing. Like, they spent the previous 5 years getting Aaron Gordon, getting a couple other guys. They traded Vucevic and Aaron Gordon, and they're just like, nah, let's rebuild again. You know, so I thought that was very strange in general, but whatever. The Magic also got Wagner, too. They had two top 10 picks. The best names in the draft, Josh Giddey has got to be one of them. Giddey. One of them, James Bouknight. Bouknight. How do you not say this without saying or sounding German? Bouknight. Bouknight. Is it? It has. It can't just be Bouknight. It can't. Kai Jones. I love the name Kai. Shout out UT.
What else?
JT Thor. That's a fun name. Ooh, Luka Garza got picked by the Pistons. Oh, Charles Bassey got picked. Wow, I haven't seen that name in a long time. He was hyped up a couple years ago. Aaron Wiggins? No. Oh, another Scotty got. Jericho Sims got picked too. I don't know why, but Texas Longhorns always get picks. They always get players that get picked in the first round, second round. The reason, I don't know. They just do really good at getting recruiting, and I think they play a style of basketball that's very NBA friendly, I think. So I think they definitely play in a way that helps them transition better. What's up? That is the draft. I thought it was very interesting that the parents or agents of the players walked out with the players themselves. It's like a little red carpet situation going on. I thought that was very new and very different. What else? Speaking of, Texas and OU leaving the Big 12 to go to the SEC. That is crazy, because that shifts everything. Because Texas and OU were the Big 12. Themselves, like, if Texas and OU just made a conference of them two and that's it, they would still be called the Big 12. What is the old Big 12 going to do now? I think this is going to happen in 2025. I think it's very interesting that they're going to move in 2025. So, and the word's already out, so it's already like, it's kind of like a little Star Wars situation going on, like good versus evil, like the Big 12 teams that are not moving, but versus Texas and OU this year, they're going to probably play up. They're probably going to play more serious against them. There's probably going to be a weird togetherness of the other 10 teams. I think they have 12. But I thought it was very strange. I think Texas might have a couple bad years. It's going to be funny if Texas, like, plays even worse and moves. Texas is so frustrating because they're making so much money for being average. They're like the Notre Dame. And I had that thought the other day. I've always remembered calling that Colin Cowherd guy. He's always saying like Texas is kind of like Notre Dame, where like they're just like weirdly America's team. I don't know why. It's like Texas and Notre Dame. Because I think just Texas is just a stereotype. Honestly, I think that might just be it. But I saw something where, or I saw that he said, and I kind of believe it. Like Texas should just go independent. I think that could be very good for Texas. Just saying, I mean, they have their own network. They got their own channel. Like, might as well at this point. So I wonder what's going to happen to the Big 12. Are they going to add SMU and Houston and all those teams? Tulsa, Toledo, you know, UTEP. They could. I think that could be something. I just hope that Texas Tech University, the school that I just graduated from, is still in a power conference. Like, that would stink if Texas Tech started becoming like a mid-major. And I just went there and I'm like, fam, I just want, like, I literally went to y'all because y'all were like a Big 12 powerhouse. I miss Texas Tech. I actually miss Lubbock. You know what I mean? Random thought. But what else? I saw something where they could, the teams that are not moving to SEC are going to maybe merge with the Pac-12. That could be cool. Not sure how many teams that would be. Man, the SEC, it's like, okay, they have the Power Five conference in college football. But like now it's like the SEC is so dominant that they don't even like need, like they are not even a conference. They're like a bigger than a conference. They're the world themselves. It should be the SEC and then like the Power Four. Honestly, because the pickup of OU is so underrated, just because like OU is honestly the only team that has like been doing consistently great that is an SEC team. I think it's been Ohio State and Oklahoma. You know, it's always been, you know, SEC teams versus Ohio State or versus Oklahoma in every championship, it seems like. So we'll see. How's that going to impact college basketball, though? That's going to be tough. Honestly, I actually feel bad for, like, Baylor and all them, like Baylor and TCU. Finally got good, finally got up to like Texas and like their level, and then now they're leaving. I do think that I've always thought Texas is the reason why they're so average now is because all the recruits are maybe deciding, especially all the Dallas recruits. Because back when I was growing up, I'm old, back when I was growing up, every Dallas recruit went to Texas. Like that was just what you did. Every Dallas football recruit, the best Dallas recruit would always go to Texas. It still is kind of, but it's always been like, oh, now I got, wait, I can just go over to TCU real quick in Fort Worth, or I can just go down to Waco an hour and play. Like, so instead of going 3.5 hours to Austin. So I really do think Baylor and TCU stole a lot of their athletes and their recruits, but now it's going to be a little different. Now it's going to be like, all right, Dallas recruit, do you want to play with Baylor and TCU and play with all the little, like, the whiny babies? Or do you want to play with Texas and play against Alabama, LSU, and all those guys, Oklahoma, every year? So, I don't know. It's going to be different. I bet when it's right, like the first couple of years when it actually happens, I think some of the, I bet some people will go to Baylor just because it's like, oh, they got the clout, but I get to play easy teams. Like it could be in that way. It could work in the favor. of those teams. I think Baylor's really, TCU finally are at that clout level. Could be interesting. A lot of scenarios I'm just making up. A lot of opportunities. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. I just love chaos. I love, because I have no idea what's going to happen. There's no prediction. I can't even predict anything because it's just so, there's so many layers to this. So, yeah, I'm excited. I am. That's about it, y'all. I'm about to dip. Happy July or happy August soon. Let's do song of the week shout outs. Song of the week. You know I'm about to say. You already know my song of the week. You just know. You already know. Over the Top by Smiley featuring Drake. Everybody's making fun of Smiley in his verse. I mean, I'm comparing the song to Look Alive of, like, you know, a random rapper that features Drake. It's random. Smiley just, his, I remember the first time I heard this, I was like, what? Who is this guy? He has such a, like, whiny rap tone. Like, yeah. Like, it's literally how it sounds. Literally. So, I'm fine with it. Ooh, I should have picked that other song. You already know what song I'm talking about for that other song. I'll put the other song in next week. Yeah, I'm not mad at that Smiley. I mean, the Smiley feature's grown on me, but honestly, it's just because, like, I like the song. Shout out to all the players that got drafted last night. Shout out to Arlington, number one pick. I think it's our second. I think Dallas's second number one pick of the draft. I think 1994 was Larry Johnson out of Dallas. Out of Dallas Skyline. That's where he was at or went to. Yeah, that's about it. Thank you for watching. Peace. Have a great weekend. And let me try something. Have a great weekend and have fun. Peace. Shout out. Bye. Bye bye.
Who wants it? And yes, I'm giving it away. Remember, share.
All right. Now I'm done. Bye.